From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Also known as, shall we do West Ham United a favour then?
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you very much. With Rob Nichols, as ever, Editor-in-Chief of Fly Me to the Moon, in which we have to say it's looking very tricky now to get into the playoffs, Rob. So this might well be the official end-of-season event.
So. Yes, game over. Almost.
Almost, exactly. We said over the Doncaster piece, of course, under the banner headline, are we now going to go for it? And if only that post had been just the other side, a couple of times, could have all been all change, really. But nil-nil with Doncaster, not satisfactory, really.
It's going out with a whimper, isn't it, rather than the bang.
It's frustrating,
Absolutely. If you've got to like, fail, you want to fail by winning and looking back frustrated at that draw somewhere earlier in the season that didn't get turned into a result, rather than nil-nil against a team that had been relegated. Mm. It left a bad taste. And I think everyone's going to be going into the Southampton match still with a great sense of disappointment and what could have been. And to look back in December and think of ourselves and Reading, who got promoted on Tuesday. Reading were 11th. I think we were about second in the league. And things have fallen apart for us. And obviously Reading have hardly lost a match since. So it's disappointing to see how things have tailed off, but possibly also shows what a big job Tony Mowbray's had to do in rebuilding things from the Titanic course that we had under Gordon Strachan. And it shows that it wasn't enough time to rebuild. Basically, the squad was too small, and when injuries set in and form slipped from certain key players, there weren't other players to replace them. I think that's probably the message we'll think about. We just need everybody now to come together, because we need the support to be able to put the finance in to rebuild for next season. And we need to fill those empty seats, because it was disappointing as well to see such a tiny crowd for that key game. But obviously it's a vicious circle. If you don't ever win at home, then it's difficult to attract fans to come to home matches.
As indeed Helena was promising about in the last edition, the Doncaster edition, of course, when she was talking about it's a lot better to attract finance when you're in the Premiership as opposed to the Championship.
I know. That's for the community wing of the club, isn't it? Absolutely.
Okay, it's not a eulogy. It might sound like that, because we've got two fabulous babes in the studio with us. Yes, Borough babes in their magical ways, etc., even though one's from Staffordshire. Of course, we say Louise Hobson. How are you, Louise?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Marvellous. And we also have Jill Appleton, regularly heard as the anchor person of Book of the Month from Middlesbrough Library Services. Jill, what's the situation, Jill Appleton, in the Appleton household now in terms of, did you feel after the Doncaster result, well, at least it was a point? Or did you sort of think, well, no, it's just not going to happen?
I didn't think anything, actually.
Right, fine. But I'm thinking of your husband, primarily.
I know. Well, really. He came home very disappointed. Mm. Yes, but he's still getting his season ticket next year.
Hurrah!
Nothing will put him off.
Exactly. That's good news from that point of view. We'll be hearing in this edition of Fly Me to the Moon, which, of course, is issue 511.
Yeah.
Companion podcast. Will there be a 512? We'll be talking about that and more as we look at the writings of Andrew Glover, Paul Smith. We might even indeed have a little touch of David Bates. And, of course, the notion of, no Kadeem Hussein poetry. I can't see any Kadeem Hussein whatsoever.
No, Stephen's in his bookshop.
But we have got the Fly Me to the Moon poll results, and possibly we'll squeeze in one of the Bark to the Moon, or Bark at the Moon letters as well. All this and more on Fly Me to the Moon. That'll be the podcast.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, with Rob Nichols and friends.
Charles Ather of Ather & Co. has important information for anyone injured in an accident at work. Go on, Charles.
Many people don't realise that in law, employers have a huge duty of care. Even if your actions contributed to the accident, you may still be able to claim compensation.
So even if you think you may have been partly to blame...
Yes, talk to us, and we'll be able to advise on whether you have a claim.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text CLAIM to 81400 now. That's CLAIM to 81400 now. Choose the one you know.
Hundred Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
magnesium. Hang on. I've got a pen. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
To give yourself the best chance of maximum compensation, you need to know that three or four insurance companies dominate the market, so the same insurer could be acting for both sides. You should also know they sell your claim to one of their own solicitors, leading to unwanted calls from all sorts of places. And finally, you need to know that you do have a choice. Don't be pushed into accepting your insurance company's solicitors. Make your own decisions. Insurers are for cars. Ather & Co. are for people. Call now on 01642 222 575.
I'm Ollie Brownlee, BBC T's Borough commentator. You're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Thank you, Ali.
Excellent. OK, we said it's not going to be a eulogy, but Maximo Park represented in the current edition of Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion to issue 511, of course, Southampton. Represented how, Rob?
Well, I know the singer Paul from football matches, because he often buys the fanzine off me. And one week somebody ran up and said, "Paul, can I have your autograph?" I thought, "Oh, right." And then I realised the person I was sending it to. And that, so it's a bit ridiculous to be that way around. But obviously, at the start of this season, I went to see Maximo Park. I sold him a fanzine, then went to see him on the night plane. And we bumped into each other quite a lot now. And I asked him because this is a special edition, the last of the season, or the last ever. I don't know. We'll see. Asked him if he fancied writing something again, because he wrote something in the middle of the season, which was really good. It was really like a travel log of him coming down from Newcastle. Yeah. And he's written a really good sort of nostalgic piece about his memories of Ayresome Park and everything. I asked him to do something similar because we both, like, co-hosted a piece on the museum exhibition, which has just closed, Alex, at the Durham Museum, called Borough Back from the Brink. We both did something for BBC TV on that, and what he had to say was really interesting. So he's written a piece about his memories watching Middlesbrough and Fly Me to the Moon memories as well.
It's worth buying a copy of the magazine before or after the match against Southampton.
Yeah, please do.
When I think of Middlesbrough, my team, I think of many memories and also the current circumstances of our brackets, probably, close brackets, doomed scramble for promotion. As I said, we might be saying, this is also known as let's do West Ham a favour, because let's face it, if we beat Southampton and results go to Allardyce's team, then they might slip into all sorts of other areas from that point of view.
Yeah,
two more wins, things might still work out. You know, stranger things have happened. But the classic line about the way in which Paul considers Fly Me to the Moon, I'm sure the energies of its contributors will be diverted into other worthwhile things, and in that scenario, let this be a monument to those hardy souls. I'm sure the fiery debates and running jokes will continue online, but I for one will mourn the potential demise of this fanzine. Andrew Glover, there's no room on this page for a post-mortem readers. It is, though, time for reflection and a moment to again search for answers to the questions that have been bothering this season. We should have room for seven. And he asks, in no particular order, what does Curtis Main have for breakfast? What do you think, Jill Appleton? What do you think Curtis Main has for breakfast?
Oh, shredded wheat. Three.
Interesting. Yeah.
Could be.
Louise, what
could
do you think Curtis Main has for breakfast? Ex-Darlington player, of course.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to ask you who that was. Cocoa Pops.
Suggestion from Andrew that it's actually a full 24-pack covered in sugar and topped off with clippings from Adam Hamill's Fringe. Where does the lager at the Riverside come from? Jill, where do you think the lager at the Riverside comes from?
The lager?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No. Louise?
The dregs from the pubs around Middlesbrough.
I hope there's no one listening from the football club or the brewery.
How can we ever fill the stadium again? Louise, how do you think we can ever fill the stadium again? The Riverside Stadium we're talking about.
Pay people to go.
Right.
I don't know. We started off the season with the Furmans doing their stuff about they're going to be relegated.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly. Now it's like symmetry in a strange, bizarre sort of way.
I think that's just bringing a little bit of Darlington into this, wasn't it?
Just a touch, etc. Jill, how would you fill the Middlesbrough Stadium, the Riverside?
Well, I think all these people who were, say, the true to Middlesbrough should get themselves back there.
Yeah. And give up on things like food.
Support our local team.
There we are. A rhetorical question, I suspect, from Andrew Glover. Why was Mark Page, technically me Mark Page, brought back to hurt our ears?
Oh.
Jill.
It doesn't hurt your ears.
Oh, there we are. You're probably going to say, who's Mark Page?
You know me too well now.
There you are, you see. Not prepped at all. And indeed, was there an England under-21 game at the Riverside this season? Louise, was there?
There was.
Jill? There was. Yes, exactly. Precisely. David Bates' dog days are over. The future of FMTTM, now that the season has fizzled out into a predictably miserable anticlimax. You've got
Yes.
It is surely time to look to the future with a renewed sense of hope and optimism and a fresh sense of purpose. Not for Borough, of course, no. I think we'll be languishing in this heap of a division. I obviously missed out the other scenario there. For years to come before Mowbray completes the necessary rebuilding. Now I'm talking about the hallowed pages of Fly Me to the Moon and the potentially glorious future that lies ahead for this most esteemed of local institutions. He goes on to talk about scientific progress in the 21st century.
Holograms.
Does he mention the podcast? Does he listen to the podcast?
Oh.
Yeah, David Bates.
He'd like the podcast as well, actually.
There we are,
He's very much into this.
So he talks about all sorts of multimedia routine, doesn't mention the podcast.
Well,
3 years we've been doing this now.
He maybe thinks radio will be a thing of the past in 2050. It'll be holographic sort of radio.
Will the portable on-demand radio, you can take your podcast onto your CD, onto your iPhone, onto your iPlayer, you can take it with you all over the whole place.
It went out with the Ark in 1950, the radio, didn't it?
Exactly.
superseded by the cinema.
Precisely. And Chris Bartley, Team FM TTM 1990 to 2012. Oh dear, has he been sacked, Rob? Have you done for Chris Bartley? We will still fly to the moon with Tony Mowbray. We can't be talking about changing the manager, surely. I mean, on the back of a couple of sort of dodgy results and various other bits and pieces.
Some people get a bit hysterical when they when they don't win, because we didn't lose. Mm. Yeah.
Were there boos against Doncaster?
There were boos for one of the players coming on the field, Kevin Thompson, actually, which isn't particularly helpful, is it? he hasn't even come on the pitch booing.
It's very, very sort of routine from that point of view. We'll move on to the poll results. Okay, quickly, player of the season, Barry Robson. Please don't go, don't go, don't... No.
Yeah, exactly.
But he is Vancouver Whitecaps, and it has been suggested that that's where his head was in Canada for times other Australian routines.
Really. I think he maybe tries too hard.
You were spot on with the young player of the season, Jason Steele. Have you heard of Jason Steele, Jill?
No, I haven't, sorry.
Have you heard of Jason Steele, Louise?
You know this is a pointless exercise.
We've got educational, this is it. You do now.
Every day's a school day.
Goalkeepers yeah. won everyone over with a succession of outstanding performances. Enormous, but you called it right, actually, Rob, in terms of we said it was going to be Jason Steele. We didn't mention, of course, the fact that you got a photograph I thought would have been emerging of Ryan Williams... Rhys Williams, sharing the Borough fans' away experience.
Yeah, he was talking to Stuart Boehm, 6 foot two, eyes of blue, outside
big,
of the...
Big Stu Boehm's after you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. They were talking to each other. That's two generations of Middlesbrough centre-halves exactly. outside the ground. And then Rhys was sitting in front of me. He was sitting with the Middlesbrough fans. Oh. He's decent. He's a good bloke, actually. Exactly. You know?
Unlikely to a Mike Ashley, though, and actually sit there topless and lagers and all the rest of it.
No.
We have more class.
Yeah, I think so.
The best game of the season was indeed Sunderland away, which we thought it might be, but it was also Cardiff away as well. Only two home games, home to Birmingham and Derby, got a mention, which, as you say, tells its own story.
Absolutely, it does tell its own story, doesn't it? And when I say got a mention, there's just one person voted for them, so...
Yeah. Well, one more than voted for the fave Fly Me to the Moon podcast. Well, that's question 19.
Or actually, favourite Fly Me... It wasn't just... The question was favourite Fly Me to the Moon or podcast.
Unbelievable. Goal of the season was Barry Robson against Hull. Worst game of the season, Leeds United at home, as we thought. Cardiff at home again. And obviously, Doncaster would not necessarily have... It might have been a contender.
It could have been
a contender. Worst goal conceded, Joshua King, waltzing past the Borough defence in the rain at Hull on Easter Monday. Yeah. Faris Haroun is the signing of the season.
So well, there haven't been many.
Mentioned a T-side. Faris Haroun.
Okay.
Sorry, anyway, you're off your side.
Yeah, there haven't been many signings, actually. That's a big point. And Faris was... Well, he came back against Derby and made a big difference. We actually won the game. Mm. And then he was missing again against Doncaster, and I think we really missed his pace and the fact that in his energy and the box-to-box player, etc. And, yeah, definitely it was a massive miss on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Louise, we'll go Louise, then we'll go Jill. Who should we never have let go of this season?
Help me, someone.
we haven't lost many, really.
Exactly. No, it was Andrew Taylor, actually, who left. Did you know who Andrew Taylor was, and Jill?
No, you know how that is.
Who would you say, Jill, is the best-looking Borough player?
Oh, I have no idea.
Right. Louise? It's Rhys Williams.
You were going to say that, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Took the words out of my mouth.
Ugliest player, although I do say this is Eye of the Beholder stuff, Barry Robson. Do you think that is an ugly-looking player, Louise?
His chin's a bit weird.
That's terrible. That's terrible, Louise.
Oh, no, he looks all right.
But obviously, on the basis of chin structure
chin's a bit
alone,
weird. If Borough fans say that he's ugly, that means they like him. You know, he's not a threat. If he's good looking, he's too good looking to play football. You know, they're the sort of rationale.
So you need to be ugly.
It was a battle of titans as far as topiary was concerned. Oh, no, that's to do with hedges. Let's talk about haircuts.
Yeah.
And Marvin Emnes actually came up with best haircut.
Interesting, because we've had a battle for absolute years and years between the people that vote for somebody who's got absolutely no hair, shaven head. Mm. It was like Curtis Fleming for years. His hair got short. As he cut it shorter and shorter, Curtis always won. And then... look down and see what's the worst haircut.
Faris Haroun.
And what's second... I think it was Marvin Emnes. Yeah. Yes. So, big hair is liked, but it's also disliked.
It's cute. Where do you sit on big hair, no hair, general hair? What's your view, Liz? Jill?
You don't want hair to be too big, really.
Liz?
I like it short at the sides and then a bit of length on top and at the front, almost to get like a fringe. I think that's a good look.
A mullet, right. Basically. there's a place, I'm sure, for that to actually work through. Dirtiest borough player? Well, it's the man with the chin, according to Louise.
Yeah.
Barry Robson, clearly. You know, ugly is good, as you say. Favourite player of all time? Who would you say favourite player of all time would be, Jill? Favourite player of all time? Janino, Wilf Mannion, Brian Clough.
Ravinelli.
But no, Bernie Slavin.
I think that's the first time Bernie's won it in years.
Well, there we are. He's clearly been having a secret campaign.
Yeah.
For both of them. Bernie Slavin ahead of Janino as well.
I know.
And Ravinelli.
Yeah.
Amazing. Number of people who had attended home games, vast majority who attended over 20. How many away games between 1 and 10?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know why I always do that 1 and 10 category. It's stupid because they could all have been a 1. There's such a big difference, isn't there, between 1 and 10?
Yeah, you should have known.
Yeah, I know. Every season, I think, I must change that.
A few words to summarise your feelings on Boris' season. Presumably the award-winning entry was, I think we ended up about where most thought we would, but we were pretty disappointed at how the form has dipped and especially how badly we've done at the Riverside.
Yeah, that was basically summing it up.
And Fave, Fly Me to the Moon, additional podcast, none. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
That's great. Really good.
Cheers, guys.
Yes, cheers. Exactly. Opinion on Flying to the Moon. What do you like? What could we do better? Please don't go. Thumbs up to the spider and Stanistan. Keep going. Please don't go. Results compiled through the night by Tracy Hyman.
Yeah.
Who did indeed make her a return to the studios this season and just liked it so much her car didn't even want her to let her leave.
That's right.
Great stuff. Well done, Tracy, as far as that's concerned. As we said, no Kadeem Hussein scenario. We've got the Fly Me to the Moon quiz. A number, please, between 1 and 10, Louise?
2.
Which Macedonian player said, the women of Barnsley are far uglier than Macedonian women?
Is this open to the floor, or is it just me?
If you want to answer that question, if you want to go through that, I'm not talking chins here, although chins could conceivably be in there as well, or just the women of Barnsley effectively getting into the tackle, in a lot more ways than perhaps you wish to actually take.
You got yourself into trouble there.
Yes. If you want to find the answer to that, you can actually buy the magazine.
Yes.
It's quite simple, buy the magazine.
If I remember to put the answers in.
Precisely. And finally, it's a good night from me and good night from him, Neil Garrett. They say a week is a long time in politics, but pretty much the same can be said about football. From experiencing the high expectations of achieving the playoffs on a Saturday to seeing them being all but dashed on a Tuesday, perhaps so much hope and optimism is misplaced. He does actually end with, have a good summer till the next time. So,
yes.
We haven't talked about Southampton. It's winnable.
Right, it'd be typical, wouldn't it? we probably know. You were talking about our last small chance, and of course we don't kick off till tea time. So presumably,
we will know what we have to do.
Yeah, that's right. We might still be in it, but we're likely not to be.
Alistair Brownlee and Craig Hignett. We'll know exactly what we have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think Southampton was the best. All season, best team I've seen in the away match, and they'll be very, very strong. I don't like to do West Ham a favour at all, but I would like to see us go out with a win, a big win against probably the best team in the division, because I think they're better than Reading. Reading are really well organised, and I think they're better than West Ham, but I'd still like to see us go out with a win.
And of course, we could beat Watford as well.
And then beat Watford away from home. I think we will beat Watford away from home.
Let's throw this in. Assuming results go as we anticipate, and there are two wins that actually are there, and other results don't quite work through when we make the playoffs, will there be a Fly Me to the Moon playoff special?
Oh, if we're in the playoffs, there will definitely be a playoff special, yeah.
See, you've heard it now, Tony Mowbray. I'm putting that in because it's crucial. Acknowledge that, etc. That's the motivation for Curtis.
For me and for Helena Pinder for the community programme.
Exactly.
Yeah, in the Premier League.
Exactly. That's the crucial routine. It was Steed on Surf.
It could be, couldn't it?
Steed on Surf. Good, yes, exactly, yeah. His little letter, Bark at the Moon, nice to actually have this in the last one of the season. Dear Bark, living abroad sometimes gives you a skewered view of life at the stadium, but unfortunately via certain websites I've managed to get a pretty good idea of what's been going on. I, for one, are looking forward to a new season, regardless of where we finish. Bring it on!
Mm.
And that wraps up the 20-odd home game packages. 23 home game packages we actually did in association with Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, the official audio companion. You can listen to them all again free.
Yep.
Or alternatively, you might like to buy the original copies of the paper magazines. And where can people get hold of Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
They're not subscribing now. Come on.
Exactly.
It's a big envelope.
Where can they actually get hold of the magazines?
Yeah, good point.
Presumably Borough Programmes, 58 Parliament
Road.
Yeah,
Borough Programmes, 58 Parliament Road. I think Kadim's shop, Borough Bookworm, in the Corner Emporium, stocked the last few. And go on the website, www.
Give yourself a treat. Subscribe here. Subscribe next season.
Yeah, if we're there next season. We're not sure.
Exactly. It's an understated thing. Rob, you're doing something for the Middlesbrough Book Festival as well. Do you want to talk about that? Where people can see you in the summer?
I could talk about it, but I'm not sure what I'm doing.
But you will be doing something.
Yeah, or when.
Can we say we'll be having a special Fly Me to the Moon audio podcast for the European Championships?
Oh, yeah. We are then.
I think we'll do that. You know,
we can say it.
The audio thing will continue. In its
but not from you, not from Europe. I don't think I've got any tickets.
No, well, we
so, okay.
Listen, after the experience we had 2 years ago in the World Cup, where we provided you to do with a phone, but it sort of, obviously,
it didn't work.
The South Africa thing was a different line entirely.
I chose BBC and Sky instead, didn't I? I'm afraid.
There you go. Fly Me to the Moon will return. www.fmttm.com, of course. The podcast will also return. We thank Louise Hobson and indeed Jill Appleton for providing the We Know Nothing at All About Football, Why Are We Here? Department for the
show. It's a good line.
It is. It's very good.
Yeah, it is a good one.
But hopefully you can actually get them to join in the last seven words for this particular season, at least, the almost promotion season. Could still be. Off you go, please, Rob. Would you like to just ensure that we can have a glorious roundup here with seven words that still have meaning even today, or as indeed Paulo Coelho would have said, Maktub, it is written. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.